Welcome to Words of Life, Love, and Freedom. I'm your host, Paul McKibben. And the purpose of this particular podcast episode is to make everyone aware of some upcoming updates and some changes that are going to be happening to the podcast. So, the people that I've been using, the platform I've been using to do my podcast with, they're just making some changes to some things. It's not really that big of a deal. There are some things that may affect some people when it comes to listening to my podcast, but for some people, things won't change at all. So I'm not totally for sure of the extent of the changes yet that are going to be taking place. I've just been digging into it and trying to find out as much as I can. But I do know that for some of you that I have been sending the podcast links to in a text, like people that I know personally, I'm pretty sure that once these changes take place, that I will no longer be able to send you a link in a text to your phone. But, however, if you still have access to the different platforms that my podcast has been on, then you should still have access to it. And if you were solely dependent on the link that I would send you, and you don't have access to any other platforms like Spotify, then I should be able to send you a link to my podcast in an email. And here is an email that I have created just for my podcast. This email is so if any of you out there, any of the listeners, would like to email me and would like to give any feedback or share how much the podcast means to you, then please feel free to email me and share your thoughts. And this email is how you can contact me to actually share with me your email address so that I can continue to still send you the links that you need to be able to still listen to my podcast. So here is my new email address. And keep in mind, it's all lowercase. And basically what I did was is I abbreviated the name of the podcast, which the podcast is called Words of Life, Love, and Freedom. So it's all lowercase. It's W-O-L-L-A-F / or some people say forward slash. And this is still lowercase, Paul dot, or hold on, sorry about that, I made a mistake. It's not forward slash, it's dot. So it's W-O-L-L-A-F dot Paul dot McKibben at gmail.com. So let me say that again, it's W-O-L-L-A-F dot Paul dot McKibben at gmail.com. So this way, this email address that I'm giving out to my listeners is so that you can contact me if you have something deep or encouraging, or however the podcast has moved you in whatever kind of way, feel free to email me. You can just share how much it means to you, and if there's any like praise reports, I'm all about praise reports. I love to hear how the podcast is impacting people positively. So if you have something awesome you'd like to share, something good has happened in your life just by tuning into the podcast, or your eyes have been opened about something, please feel free to email me and share with me what's going on. You can even give me updates on how a certain situation is going if you would like. If there is something that you've been trying to deal with and you're trying to get free from it, and the podcast is steadily encouraging you, but it's kind of like happening in phases that you're getting your freedom. So feel free to send me an email if you would like, and I will try to do my best to keep up with them. I would definitely be reading them, and I will try to do my best to keep up with them so that way I can keep in communication with my listeners. So this episode is not actually a teaching format of like what I would normally do by sharing the poetry and scripture and all that. This episode is only for the specific task of making my listeners aware of the different changes that could be happening. Basically, the changes that they're prompting us to do. I'm going to end up having to get some more equipment, some new equipment for my podcast. And so, believe it or not, for the last 2 years, I have been doing my podcast from my phone. I've done everything on my phone for the podcast. And so it's been very easy, simplistic, and it's been very basic. It's been really nice to get a good start doing it that way. But I guess the time has come where it's time to upgrade and just go ahead and get the equipment I need and do my podcast like most folks do. But this is something that's encouraging that I thought I would share with my listeners. Okay, so I have access to the analytics to my podcast over the internet. And so when I first started my podcast, it took maybe for like the first probably 4 or 5 months or so, there were only listeners in the U.S. But my podcast has had 2 complete seasons, which I don't do seasons like a TV show would, which is like just part of a year for a season. I actually consider 1 whole calendar year a season. So for the first 2 seasons, which is the first 2 years, I've already completed 2 seasons and I'm just getting into my 3rd season. So over the first 2 years or first 2 seasons of my podcast has gone from only having some listeners in the U.S. to now being listened to in at least 11 different countries worldwide. And that's pretty awesome. That's an awesome accomplishment. I'm really glad there's people out there that find the things that I share to be so encouraging and so uplifting. And it just encourages me to know that I can encourage others and make a difference in other people's lives by simply sharing the hardships that I had been through, but how God set me free from them. And learning to walk in freedom and in love and compassion, and especially intimacy with my God. That these things is what the world needs to hear, is what the world needs to know. They need to be encouraged in the right direction and not be plugged into a bunch of doom and gloom and all kinds of negativity. We get enough negativity as it is. We don't need to heap any more negativity onto the pile of negativity that's already floating around in this world. So my goal and objective is to try to encourage people, to try to encourage and love people and let them know that God loves you too. God loves you more than anybody. God loves you so much that He died for you on the cross. He wants to see you saved. He wants you to be with Him. He wants to have fellowship with you. He wants to have intimacy with you. God is just an awesome God. And it's because of God that He has prompted me in so many ways to do different things that I've done to serve Him, to love Him, to be a praise and worship leader, to become an ordained minister, to have a podcast. I mean, all these things are happening because of God. He's allowed me to walk through some hard things in my life, but He knew that I would one day be able to encourage those that are lost and hurting in the world today. And that's what my goal is, to love and encourage and share hope with those in the world that are lost and hurting. Know that things don't have to stay the way they are. And if things do stay the way they are, it's because you're not making the changes that are necessary to get right with God. So sometimes people don't want to hear that. Sometimes people think that it's the circumstances of the world of why things are just staying in such a bad condition. Well, in some cases that could be true, but it doesn't have to stay that way. We do the things that we do and we feel the way we feel sometimes because of the decisions we make. And that's a hard pill for a lot of people to swallow, but it's true. And all I really want to do is just encourage people to know that we don't have to continue down the same path. We don't have to continue living a shipwrecked, broke down life, lost in sin and addictions and all sorts of problems. We don't have to continue down that path. We can make changes. And it's actually necessary to make changes and start serving God, to surrender to God and get saved and just do the things that God wants us to do. As I tell you folks, my life has totally changed since I changed. The Lord laid it on my heart of what I needed to do, and all I did was yield to Him, and I listened, and I did what He said. And doing those things, everything has just changed for the better. My life is so much better now than it used to be, and I have my God to thank for that. So praise God. I know I didn't really plan on doing that much talking in this episode, but remember my email address. It's specifically and only for my podcast purposes is it's all lowercase, wollaf.paul.mckibben, which is also lowercase, @gmail.com. So all of that is, the whole email address is lowercase. wollaf.paul.mckibben@gmail.com. So I look forward to being able to hear some feedback and hear what some of you have to share about what the podcast means to you. And if any of you out there that listen to my podcast, if you need a link sent to you, you've got to send me your email address. And please send me your name with your email address so I know who it is I'm sending it to. You can send me your name and your email address, and I will, as soon as I get started with this new platform or this new method with the platform I use, I will send you a link and an email so that you can continue to get the episodes. So praise God. Y'all have a wonderful day. And please keep in touch. Share your thoughts with me. I'm interested to hear of how you've been encouraged or how something has positively changed in your life for the better. I like hearing praise reports. So praise God. I love you. God loves you. Have a wonderful day. God bless you all. Bye-bye.